This is All Things Considered on 89.3 Huntsville. I'm Katie Ganaway. A unique spotlight will shine on the Tennessee Valley beginning this week as hundreds of writers from all over the globe will gather in Huntsville for the Travel Blog Exchange Conference. I spoke with Bob Rogers of the Huntsville-Madison County Convention and Visitors Bureau. He says at TBEX, there will be a little bit of everything for all types of travel bloggers.
It's an amazing group of people. We'll have 600 travel bloggers. They do social media. They do blogging. They create content on travel. And so when we saw that, we have a lot of things to offer. They'll pick whatever they like, which is the outdoors, space, history, you know, all sorts of things that we have to offer here. And they'll write about it. And they have tremendous following. And it's hard to get your message out to so many people. This is a pretty simple way to do it.
So what would you tell a newcomer to this sort of event? What should they expect?
So they'll see the diversity that we have in our city. And the one thing we hear on any convention, once people come here, it's like, I had no idea. And I think that's what we're going to see a lot of is, I had no idea Huntsville, Alabama had this much to offer.
So can you talk a little bit more about how Huntsville was chosen for this year's TBEX?
We did some research, found out who the planners were, and invited them to come to Huntsville. So we had a team of five people come, and we did a three-day familiarization tour with them. We took them to the venues, Low Mill, and places that we thought they would like to have events, and we kind of planned out their meeting based on the dates they would be here and showed them what it would be like. And as I said a minute ago, it was like, I had no idea, and where do we sign? So it was pretty simple stuff.
What sort of travelers come to the conferences? Like, what do they blog about? Where are they from?
After the group was booked, we brought another group of writers, and I think we had nine, if I'm not mistaken. And this was back in October. And so we had people writing about families. We had veteran families. We had outdoor people. We had a person who loves history. He was from Mexico. We got to show them different things. They all got to try, space camp. They did some things there. And the amazing thing is they were here. They wrote about it the whole time. And we had a tremendous amount of response socially just from these nine people that were here. So, I mean, it gives you the impact is going to be tremendous. If you're online and you're on Twitter and that sort of thing, you will see Huntsville climb up in the rankings with this group.
So what would you say draws travelers to these conferences?
I think it's the networking, because you have a group of people who have been very successful and make an awful lot of money doing this, and you have the newcomers who want to learn this sort of thing. I think it's a little good for everybody. The people who have been successful get to teach, and those that want to learn can learn.
So can you talk a little bit about the speakers who are going to be there?
It's a very diverse group. Locally, we were able to put some people on the calendar. They were chosen because they've been successful and they have tremendous followings, and they'll be talking about all sorts of different subjects.
Will the influx of these bloggers help the city's economy, in your opinion?
Oh, absolutely. And it's funny, the first one comes in today. So this isn't just a 2 or 3 day conference. I mean, these people will come in, they're going to travel the area, not just here, they'll be in Scottsboro and around North Alabama. Not just now, but we're thinking the future as well. It's one thing if you see an ad, it's like, oh, they think they're great. It's another thing if somebody comes here and says, wow, they're great, and this is what you should go see. I think we'll see this for years to come on the impact of this group.
Now, how about culturally? Can you talk on that?
I was up in Minneapolis, and there were people from all over the world. There were people of all different races, creeds, and colors. They were there for one purpose, and that was to educate themselves, to write a great blog, and get information, and to learn.
And can you tell our listeners how they can register themselves?
You go to tbexcon.com, and really just follow the prompts. There's a schedule. You'll see the speakers, and you can register at the conference as well.
And once again, the Travel Blog Exchange Conference will be held May 4th through the 6th at the Von Braun Center here in Huntsville. So thank you, Bob.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
If you'd like, you can listen to this conversation again online at WLRH.org.